The state's historic budget impasse went on for over 2 years, and it finally ended last July when enough lawmakers, including some Republicans, overrode the governor's veto of a budget. One of Rauner's biggest problems with that plan was the inclusion of an income tax hike, and he mentioned that point again during his budget address this year.
The people of Illinois are taxed out. A $1 billion income tax cut should be our number one objective by the end of this session.
Charlie, while some of these sentiments may have sounded familiar, what was your takeaway from Governor Rauner's speech?
The governor did not include phony line items of savings as he's done in the last couple of years, referring at one point to saving billions of dollars through a grand bargain or billions of dollars through the legislature giving him power to unilaterally change any statute he wanted to save money. And instead, he incorporated savings that amount basically to pushing the bill off onto somebody else, but they were buried within the actual details of the budget. The main one is that he wants to have local school districts pay the normal costs of their teachers' pensions. The difficulty is that this amounts to an awful lot of money. The hit on the downstate school districts would be just shy of $300 million. And it's something that strikes me as not very realistic. It's a kind of plan that I think even Republican lawmakers in the suburbs and downstate would have a hard time embracing because of the potential impact on their local school districts.
Another savings that you said is not very likely to happen is having state workers pay more for their health care. How much savings is that, and what other state union proposals were there in his budget?
The governor argues that state employees have better health care plans than the general Illinois citizen, and they should be ratcheted back so that what state employees are entitled to is on a par and pay on a par with what private citizens do. So the $470 million he thinks can be saved for the state means $470 million more paid by state workers. And it's one of the main elements in the standoff between the governor and the state's largest public employee union. The issue is before the courts. Either way, it's probably not likely that that issue would be resolved within the time frame needed to put a budget together for next fiscal year, which starts on July 1st.
Senate President John Cullerton reacted to Rauner's speech. He talked about some of the education issues that you brought up, shifting costs to those local schools, and also Rauner's stance on these taxes. Here's John Cullerton talking about Rauner's speech.
We met with the governor this morning. He said he wanted to roll back taxes. He said he wanted to put more money into education. This proposal does not roll back any taxes, and it puts less money into education. That's what's really so deceptive about it.
How does that income tax figure into Rauner's budget?
It's kind of interesting because the governor has pledged to cut back Mike Madigan's tax increase, and he's complained about how terrible this is. And yet the budget that he proposed would spend every dime of that tax increase. As a matter of fact, he got criticized by some Republicans for not moving more aggressively to reduce the tax rates. There's sort of an irony that you're campaigning against this tax increase, but you're also willing to take its benefits.